Okay, we're on the test on the day's the bottom. Where it says, "Ein lecha dover shenasis mitzvah so moalim bo." By the dam, once the dam was nizrak, there's no meila minatora, only mit rabbanon, because ein lecha dover shenasis mitzvah. So once the mitzvah is done, that there's meila by it. And Tosfos says in Tmura that the same reason why call Afer Hanisrothim Afer and Mutter, you have a thumb, something's a mitzvah to burn. Once you burn it, the Afer is Mutter. Because since you did the mitzvah of Srefa with it, then it becomes Mutter. Isuri Hanoah, like Orla, Kilaya Kerem, was a mitzvah to burn them. Once you burn them, the Afer is Mutter. But Basar Becholav, where there's no mitzvah to burn it, you bury it. If you burn it, the Afer is Aser. Because there's no mitzvah to burn it. Okay, so the Gemara says below, I'll show you cases where there's something's nasa mitzvah, so, and there's still me'ila, vari truma sadeshin. Truma sadeshin, even after the mitzvah is done, right, is what's it called, it says v'hinicham sham, what's not v'hinicham sham, it says v'samo sham, or something, the apostolic Rashi says, vari truma sadeshin, v'chsibo v'samo etzel mizbeah. The tone gneisa, am osir bano, remains osir bano, it's still me'ila. The kibin de bahano asher mishum kedusha so meila no miyispet. Reason it's asher bahano because it's still kodesh. If it's still kodesh and it's still meila, so you see the mitzvah was done and still it's asher. So it says no mishum dehavi truma sadeshin or big day kahuna shnei ksuv maboyin keechad. Enochanami. These two are the exceptions, but there are two exceptions. Whenever there's two exceptions, you don't learn to other cases, because if you can learn, just say one and learn from that one all the other cases. The fact that the Torah said two is telling you only these two. The chol shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echodei melandim. Anytime you have two psukim to tell you the same thing, and there's no reason why you dafke have to have both of them, you can learn one from the other, then it's a miut. Only these two cases are the exception, everything else is different. When it comes to big day kahuna, that's the Rashi, big day kahuna, arba big day lovin, the kohen gadol v'yom kippurim. The four begodim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur, so it says, the hinicham sham, he should leave them there, meaning that they can't be used anymore. What's it called? They remain awesome. So if you learn like the Rabbanan who say v'nicham sham alamit shetunim gniza, so then big day kahuna is also masa mitzvasa and still asa, the meila is still meila. El Rabdosa the omer big day kahuna ruuyim heim lekoin hedyit ma'ik lememer. Coin to Rabdosa says that really could use it for a coin hedyit. Just v'nicham sham means you can't use it for a coin gadol again, but you could use it for a coin hedyit. Ma'ik lememer. So lechora, what could you say? It's not shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad. There's only one pasuk, and that's by truma sadeshin. So why don't we learn from truma sadeshin to kol haTorah kula that nasa mitzvah? So it's still moalim bo. Verse says mishum dahavi truma sadeshin ve'eg larufa shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad. The shochol shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad im alamdi. Rashi ruyim heim lekoin hedit v'kaim alon big day kahuna ein bohem meila. The meishlo nitna Torah lemalachi ashorish whose reason leposhta miyat. And if they're roy for a kohen hedit, there's no meila in them. Because what's it called, the big day kahuna were given to wear, and you can't wear them only mamish for kedusha. Coins on a malach, we can take it off immediately when he's not doing the avoda. So therefore, there's no meila by big day kahuna. But if you hold that hinicham sham means that no one else can ever wear it, then you see it's nasa mitzvah, so it still remains asa. Egla rufa ksi basham sham tehe gnizasa. Even after your oreif, even after you cut the head off the egla rufa, it still remains aser. Okay, so where it says honich lemam. So now we have now shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad. Honich lemam diomer im alamdim. El lemam diomer alamdim ma'ikel neimer. That's good according to man diomer who says shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad ein alamdim. But what about the man diomer who says shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad melamdim? So Tosfos points out the Gemara could have answered very simply that the man diomer holds shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad melamdim holds not like Rav Dosa, like the Rabbanan, and there's three ksuvim aboyin ke'echad. But the Gemara wanted to answer it even according to Rav Dosa. The Gemara says trei miyutik shiva. Here it's more than shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad. It's mamish. There's two miyutim that says only these things are like that, and everything else is different. The samo and ho arufa. The Samo Eitzel Mizbeach, it's a special miyut, and Ho Arufa. So it's not just Sam that the Torah said two halachas by the same thing, right? By two different things, and you could have learned one from the other. To tell me you don't learn one from the other, that's the Man Yomer who says, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. Even according to the Man Yomer who says, Normi Melamdim. Whatever the reason the Torah said it by two different things doesn't tell me you don't learn it to other things. But here there's a special miut by each one to tell me only by this thing does the halacha apply, not by other things. Whereas if that's the case, then how do I know that by dam there's no me'ila after the zrika from here, from shnei k'suvim abayin k'echod, or from these two miutim? So what do you need the psukim by dam, right, to tell me we have three psukim by dam? V'hani talte kroy b'dam v'amali chad l'mu'ute menoser. One comes to tell me that there's no noser by dam. The chad l'mu'ute me'ila. And one for tell me there's no me'ila by dam even before the zrika. Never me'ila by dam. The chad l'mu'ute me'tuma. And one to be minded from tuma, that there's no isser of tuma if you eat dam kodshim. You're over the isser of dam, but not the isser of tuma. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me that there's no isser of pigol if you eat dam from a korban that was mefugol, right? That there's no isser of pigol. The snan kol matirin bein lo adam bein lemizbeach chayivam mishum pigol. The dam asu matiru by pigol we learn from shlomim. That only something that has matirim, something else is matirim. But the dam is matir other things, there's no pigul by dam. See Rashi. Ho arufa zu velo acheres, special miut. Tau tekroi ksivi lochem lechapir hu. We had before, right? The three psukim by dam. Lochem, right? Not lemi'ila. What's it called? Lechapir. Velo lemi'ila. And hu. So what do you need three to tell me that there's no me'ila by dam? So Lamai, the three are to tell me one me'ila, one that there's no tuma, and one that there's no noser. Chad l'mute mi noser, shim ochol dam noser b'shogeg, if you ate dam that was left over from a carbon, that was in a carbon that was left over more than the days that you were allowed to eat it, eino chayv ala achas, you only chayv one chatas, mishum dam. You chayv a chatas mishum dam, but not mishum noser. The chayim ochol dam kodshim betumas haguf. If you ate dam kodshim, and when you were tamei, shehi bekareis, bekulon eino chayv ela achas mishum dam. You're going to be chayv only one chatas mishum dam, not mishum noser, not mishum tuma. The chayim shogeg bedam vehezid b'achas meilu patur mekareis. Same thing would go if you were shogeg bedam, but you were mezid in one of these things, you're going to be patur from kareis, because there's no kareis. There, by what's it called, tuma, noser, and me'ila by dam. Avo mipigol otzorech l'mutei, shim ochol dam mikorben pigol, if you ate dam from a korban that was mefugol, mi'milsach risi, the pigol came from something else. You had kavana to eat the basar longer than it was supposed to be eaten. So the cold korban is pigol. Nafkalon, the potter mikoris the pigol. Your potter from koris, Mashem Rashi is an isser, but your potter from koris. There's no koris of eating dam betuma, eating dam pigol, or eating dam mos, or whatever. How do you know from the pigol? You don't need a special pasuk. Bein lo adam mizbeach, because pigol only applies to something that has materium, that something else is materit, either to eat or to put on the mizbeach. Shacheri materin osam. Ola chilas adam, can go mbosser kodshim, hanecho, shetoli bizrika sadam. Right, for instance, basar kodshim becomes mutter to be eaten by the kohanim or the balim after zrika sadam. She calls man shalom nizrak, asr b'achila. As long as the dam wasn't nizrak, it's asr to eat, both for the kohanim and for the balim. Kedichsi, v'dam zvachecha yishofech, v'hadar v'habasar tochel. Only after you shofech the dam can you eat the basar. Oh, matir l'mizbeach. Or after the dam is nizrak, then you can burn on the mizbeach. Go on emurim. Shizrika sadam machshir rosh l'mizbeach. The zrika sadam permits you to be makriv the emurim on the mizbeach. Kedirsi v'zorik akoyin sadam l'mizbeach Hashem. V'hader v'hikter achelav v'revnichoach. Only after you zorik the dam can you be makter the chelav. Chayoven l'mizbeach. So those things you chayiv pigol. Im ochel mehem mikorben mefugol. Chayiv koris. If you eat from those things that the dam is matter, like basar and emurim, after what's it called? If the carbon is mafugal, you chayv kores on those things. Deceive the hanefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avol natisa, and avol natisa is kores. Avol matir is acherim, but something is matter other things, like dam. Kigon hadam the hakometz or the kometz is matter the rest of the mincha, but it has no matirim itself. Nothing's matter it. It's matter other things. Ein chayov mishum pigol. If you eat that thing, you're not chayov koreish mishum pigol. The gabrina mishlamim, because we learned all the din of pigol from shlamim. The pigol b'shlamim k'siv. U'shlamim yesh le matirim mizbeach matirim v'adam. Shlamim has both matirim for the mizbeach. You mark with part of the shlamim on the mizbeach and matirim v'adam. It's part of the zit. Shahadam matirase murein l'mizbeach b'sorim l'achila. Okay. Mishnah. Kol ma'ase yom ha'kippurim ha'omra la'seder im hikti ma'ase l'chaveiro lo asa klum. What's it called? All the things that you have to do on Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur that are said in order. If you do them out of order, then it's no good. You have to do it again. Hiktim dam hasor le dam hapor. For instance, you were makdim the matanus of the dam hasor before the dam hapor. Yagzur v'yagzur mi dam hasor la'achar dam hapor. You should do the dam hapor. What's it called? You do the dam hasor again after the dam hapor. If before you finished all the matanos with naiv lifnim, the dam spilled. Yavi dam acher v'yachzer b'tchila mi bifnim. You have to start again there. V'chein behechol. The same thing goes in the hechol, right? If the dam was nishbach, you have to finish what's in the hechol before you do the dam on the mizbeach achitzot. V'chein b'mizbeach azon. Shekulon kaporet ne'atzman. Each one is a kapora by itself. So if you did the one before, you yotzei say that. Now you have to only worry about the one that you're doing now. So if you didn't do the one lifnai v'lifnim finished, you have to finish that one. If you finish that one, but you didn't finish the one in the heichel, finish the one in the heichel. You don't have to go back to lifnai v'lifnim. Rav Elezer, Rav Shimon Omrim, Mimokum Shepasak Mishom Humaslu. You don't have to start again. You just go from where you did. If you did three matanas, you do four more. According to the Tanakhama, if you did three matanas, right, you have to start again and do all seven. Okay, Rashi. Amurim ala seder mishnosenu v'chein behechel nosen mixus matanas ala parochas v'nishma chadam yovi paracher v'yaschu matanas ala parochas. Start again. V'ein sorech lausu l'haschu b'kapor. You don't have to go back to lifnai v'lifni. Shikulan kapor v'nei atzman l'fichel kapor shenigmra. The one who's finished is finished. Mimokom shepasek v'afilu lo nigmra osun kapor ein sorech lausu v'lite mashenosen. And Rabbi Reb Shimon, Rabbi Elazar hold that if you started one of the matanos and then the dam got nishbach, when you bring the new par or the new sawyer, you don't have to start again all eight matanos, but you just finish what you didn't do. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Kol ma'ase yom ha'kippurim ha'omra ha'seder, im hikti ma'ase l'chaveiro lo asa klum. Omra Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, when do we say that the seder is ma'akev? B'dvorim ha'nasim b'bigdei lovim b'bifnim. That's only things that are done the big day love on mibifnim. Right? Rashi learns mifnim lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Anything the Kohen Gadol has to do, anything that he does lifnai v'lifnim has to be big day love. So anything he has to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is ma'akiv the Seder. Avotvorim anasim big day love b'chutz, but even things that he has to do with big day love, but he does them outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like the matanos and the heichal and whatever, they're not ma'akiv. In hikdim ma'isel chaveru masha also osli. If he was marked in one thing to the other, but the even the seder is not marked, and some things even the thing itself is not marked. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rashi learns that big day love bifnim means life tonight with lifnim. In the Rambam, there are two different shitas what the Rambam holds, but the Rambam, there is a sheet in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that lifnim does not mean lifnai with lifnim; it means even things in the heichal. Just the things b'chutz means outside the heichal. Things he does outside the heichal, the big day lovin, like the vidui or whatever, and the hagrola. That's what you do outside the heichal, the big day lovin. But even the matronos that are in the heichal, the big day lovin, that's called lifnim. Right? So machlokas in the Rambam, what the Rambam holds. Reb Nechemya Omer, b'med dvorim amurim, b'dvorim anasim, big day lovin, bein bifnim, bein b'chutz. No, Reb Nechemya argued, he said, no, anything he has to do with Big Day Lovan, whether it's Bifnim, whether it's Lefna, that Rashi learns, Bain Lefnai v'Lefnim, and Bain Bachut, right, is Ma'akiv. Aber B'dvorim Anasim Big Day Zobim Bachut, Masha Asri. The only thing that's not Ma'akiv, if he doesn't have to do it with Big Day Lovan, he does it in his regular Big Day Zohav, and it's outside, right, which is everything, because nothing that he doesn't go Big Day Zohav, Lefnai v'Lefnim. Can't go, right? So anything outside, and it's in Big Day Zohav, that's not Ma'akiv. But anything he has to have put on Big Day Lavan, like all the things in the Heichal, even though they're outside, but they're Big Day Lavan, is Ma'akiv. Rashi, Mibifnim, Big Day Lavan Bachutz, Kigon Hagrola, Tidui, Ushvicha Shirai. What did you do with Big Day Lavan Bachutz? Hagrola, right? Making the Gorol on the Sirim. or vidui on the seirim. Ushvicha shirayim, pouring the shirayim on the mizbeach achitza, which we learned about yesterday. He does the big day lovin, right? After he finishes the matanis, the big day lovin, he finishes the matanis by pouring the shirayim on the mizbeach haola. So then, in higdim lohem dover mo'ucher, ein elu makvin, all of the postal. Then, if he did it out of order, it's not makvin. Ava b'shchita, but the shchita, which is done b'chutz, but it's done the big day lovin, v'chafina, and the fact that he, what you call, takes the handful of ketores outside, before he goes in, and he does that by big day lovin, right? Modahu, the tzorich pnim, kipnim dami. Those things he holds are tzorich pnim. Even Rabbi Nechemya, who says that things that are done by big day lovin b'chutz are not ma'akev, that's only the things that are done b'chutz that are totally b'chutz. But things that are done b'chutz l'tzorech pnim, like the chafina and the shchita, those are for the tzorech of doing things b'fnim, even Rabbi Nechemya's maskim, those things are ma'akev. The big day zon b'chutz, kigon elo, ve'el ho'am. So what things aren't ma'akev? Big day zohav mi b'chutz are not ma'akev. Kigon elo ve'el ha'am. He, what's it called, brings his aisle and the aisle of the am. Right? That's what's it called, not something he does a big day lovin. He does that outside, and it's done the big day zohav. Then, shehikdim lohem, hotzoas kafu machta, ein machtin of sul. If he's machtim, the hotzoas kaf the machta to them. Those are done before you take out the kafu machta, normally. Halach. But he did it the opposite order, it doesn't pass. Okay. And okay, then tomorrow we'll see where we learned this from, where the psukim that each one holds says that like his way, what's ma'akiv and what's not ma'akiv. Basically, the ikuv is the chukah. Shailah is what chukah goes on, which things.